Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage. And that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:15, down 10 on the open. December, 8:46, down 3 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7:83, down 9 on the open. December, 8:09, down 7 1/2. March, 8:34 1/2, down 5 1/4. July, 8:57 1/2, down 7 1/2. December of 2009, 8:90, down 5 on the open. September corn opened at 5:91, down 4 on the open. December, 6:10, down 3 1/2. March, 6:31 1/2, down 2. May, 6:43, down 2 1/2. July, 6:50, down 5 3/4. December of 2009, 6:38, up 2 1/2. On the open. August beans open at 13.80, down 4 1/4 on the open. September, 13.78, down 6 1/4. November, 13.86, down 5. January, $14, down 8 1/4. November of 2009, 13.68, down 10 on the open. August soybean meal open at 3.77, up 50 on the open. September, 3.74, up 120. August soybean oil open at 57.55, down 17 on the open. September 57.70, down 45. August live cattle open at 97.30, down 25 on the open. October 105.40, down 20. August feeders open at 111.75, down 52 1/2 on the open. September 112.30, down 35. August lean hogs open at 78, down 2 1/2 on the open. October, 71.90, down 35. And August bellies open at 72 even, down 5 on the open. You can receive this agricultural broadcast as well as all our other daily agricultural broadcasts and Commodity Week by podcast. It's as simple as going to our website, WILLAG.org, and click on the podcast link in the right navigation window. There you'll find the simple instructions, and it's mostly point and click to receive all of our agricultural programming, and you'll never miss a broadcast again. AM 580 Podcasts, it's your agricultural information advantage.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural marketing moves is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul. Oh, we do not have Paul Cooley at the moment. Don't see him on the line there. Let's go ahead and look at the current range of trading. And while we're waiting to dial Paul up, we see in the wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, we're trading anywhere at the moment from unchanged in the July of 2010 contract to down 8 3/4 in the March of 2009 at 8:31 there, down 8 3/4. For corn, we're trading anywhere from up 1, no, might make that up 12 now in the July of 2010 contract at 6.64 to down 2 3/4 in the May of 2009 contract at 2.42 3/4. And in the beans, trading anywhere from up 2 in November of 2009 at 13.60 to down 14 1/2. In the January of 2009 contract, it's at 13.93 3/4. On the air now, Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
This is Paul Cooley.
There he is.
Hi. A special thank you to the wonderful people at Streeter, Illinois, for the Outlook meeting we attended last week. It was a lot of fun.
It was a terrific meeting there, Paul, and more meetings, of course, on the way. Go to our website at WILOAG.org, click on the calendar link, and see if there's a marketing analysis panel in your area. Let's go ahead and look at the markets. Since last week when we talked to you, corn has done a little bit of work in here. It looks like it's put in a nice little rally, maybe an interim bottom.
Well, yesterday's announcement by the Secretary of Agriculture about basically no early out of the CRP does put legs under the corn, soybean, and wheat markets, maybe short-term and long-term as well. We did have a wonderful rain here in central Illinois. The temperature forecasts are a little drier in the short term, but as we mentioned, we had a beautiful 6 to 8 tenths of rain in this geographic area. The big factor about the CRP, it's been basically lobbied by several commodity groups to open up more production next year, basically because of demand. The function of the marketplace with basically increased demand or stable demand is to produce about 6.8 million acres more corn and soybeans for next year, and we have to take some of this acreage away from soft red winter wheat, pasture ground, double crop soybeans, cotton, and we will get 1.4 million acres of CRP acreage that is maturing. But you can tell a lot of the job of the marketplace is to reflect what happened last year, basically bid and buy acres for increased demand next year.
So we're going to see that about 1.1 million acres are going to expire from the program this September. I guess the question is, when do we fully enjoin the battle for acres?
Well, that's an interesting point. We know 135,000 acres are coming from North Dakota, 134,000 from Iowa, and 123,000 from South Dakota. Also, Iowa is, of course, corn country, but a lot of those acres will have to come from, bidding up from cotton and wheat and encouraging more pasture ground to be plowed up. And as a result of that, the market is selling off today, which is, we have outside bullish information, but the market is taking a tumble in the marketplace today. And, of course, possibly, good growing conditions. It seems like money is being taken out of the commodity markets and put into treasury bonds and other types of investments. But in the meantime, you're right. The bottom line is we do have to bid for acres, and what better time than sometime this week or next week or today? And then the other factor is it is probably going to be the function of the end user, stealing Kurt Kimmel's line, that the function of the marketplace is to put this big crop away for the end user to have a supply of ethanol, corn sweeteners, and feed grain for the livestock as well as the exporter. So it is going to be an interesting tug of war here. And the advice we've had for the last couple of years is don't wait till the bin is empty.
Well, maybe the first salvo in that battle for acres has already happened. If you look at the corn market, all the nearbys, and you go all the way out to next September, pretty much in red. September is in green at 1.5. But then you take December of 2009, it's up 8.25, and July of 2010 is up 12. So I'm wondering, what should producers do with this knowledge, and how should they play this market in the deferred contracts?
Well, don't sell it too cheap. That's logic number one. Mm-hmm. And logic number two is that the market is going to need acres, and the bottom line is that that a person has to be very careful at repeating past mistakes, and that's being getting bearish, you know, when things are cheap. My general impression is that we also see major problems in Argentina, getting enough acres there, because that government seems to be in chaos. Also in Brazil, it's going to be hard to bid for a lot of soybean acres because sugar is very bullish. That's A. And B, the other factor is that corn demand in Brazil is also good to excellent as well. My general impression is that every once in a while, a person shouldn't borrow trouble, Dave, and consider one crop at a time. That's the reason why I wouldn't go very far out until you get this crop marketed and not worry about the next year crop.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. You're listening to 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.